Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Heat. In this file, I will burn parts of your body. I will tease it with fire, maybe drip drops of candle wax on your skin. And of course, to do this, I'd have to make sure that you're well relaxed, because if I just started to put something hot against your body, you jump up, and we don't want that. So I will do my best to help you relax. I will do my best to guide you into such a nice relaxing state that you can even take the heat as I bring the fire to you. Now don't be afraid, because I'll also teach you how to enjoy it, how to enjoy the warm feelings that the heat may bring. Now there are all kinds of ways to relax, and when you're anticipating something intense, it's a bit more difficult for most people to actually let go. But it doesn't require much for you to drop when you listen to me. Now there's a very fun little thing. Once you start listening to my voice, it becomes easier and easier to simply drop to it. It becomes more and more relaxing just to listen to my voice once I start going into this trancey rhythm. And this rhythm can be fast or slow. The words can flow over you like a waterfall, or they can be like little raindrops every now and then. They can tickle your mind as they drift and drop across your thoughts. They can brush all over your skin as you let them shiver down your spine. The words that I weave can wind up all around your mind. And the more they wind up, the more they tie and pull you down, making you drift deeper and deeper with a blissful ignorance of the moment and a wonderful enjoyment of the relaxation. Now, before I truly begin to tease you with the heat, with fire, candles, maybe even drawing shapes with a bit of fuel and then lighting it, I will tell you why this is both safe and how it can be a wonderful experience. First, you need to know that I take great care in making sure that your body does not get damaged. I'm sure that you've touched the molten wax of a candle before, and you've noticed that it feels hot, but it doesn't burn. A drop from a candle on your skin can feel like a little sting of heat, but afterwards it feels like a wonderful relaxation. as the wax cools down and your skin contracts underneath it. No matter what I do with you, it is okay to trust that I know what I'm doing, that I will keep your skin, your body safe, that while it may look scary and feel scary, at the end of it, your body will be perfectly fine, no more than maybe one or two red dots that you get to enjoy for a few hours afterwards. So as you listen to this, you can drop deeper knowing that it is really all right. However, I also mentioned that I would educate you on how entertaining it could be. I was going to educate you on the delicious feelings of heat spreading inside your skin. Now, intense emotions, pain, pleasure, they cause a wave afterwards. And some people really enjoy the waves of pain, like spanking, because the waves afterwards are quite intense and it is almost impossible to ignore pain. A sharp spank immediately attracts your attention, as does heat. While sometimes you may be able to ignore pleasure, pain is much harder to deny. And heat can be a very scary, intense, but short and safe pain. Now, if you've ever touched something hot, where you've almost burnt your finger, you remember that little rush of adrenaline immediately after, the little fright, and then the relief when you knew that everything was okay. That is part of the feelings that we're going to do as you relax deeper and deeper so that your body will stay completely relaxed when I tell you to drop. When I help you to go deeper and deeper, helping you to relax. Even when anticipating something exciting, you can relax and you can enjoy. Now, you should be very relaxed, and this is a wonderful time to start with the first bit of heat. We're going to start with one of the easier ones. Candle wax dropping on your skin. Now there are all kinds of ways we can do this. All kinds of ways to help you feel it. But what it is in the end, it starts with a single drop between your shoulder blades, a little pinch of heat, and then a wonderful feeling of relaxation afterwards. And from that drop, I let the candle drift down a few more, drop, 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 all the way down your back. And once the first few drops have started to dry and your skin is relaxing again, a few more drop, drop, drop. And I've taken care to pick a candle that melts nice and clean, so that the wax is not too hot, it's just hot enough. Every drop feels a tiny bit scary, but afterwards incredibly nice. And to tea, sometimes I let a few drops land on the previous one, so that you don't feel the initial impacts, but then the heat afterwards. Center of your back, a nice pool of wax has formed, and this pool is starting to solidify completely. It just becomes a second layer over your skin that I carefully scrape off. Because already it is time for the next one. And this one is a little bit more strange. I take a small torch, just a stick with some cloth wrapped around, and some oil inside the torch. Now, this isn't ordinary lamp oil. This is special oil that only burns as it evaporates. It is used by many people in trade. You'll probably have seen it used as well in a circus or street theater, as people breathe fire. It's perfectly safe, but it's still warm if you place it on your hand and you would light it. But this too, I will do on your back. With this little torch, I just tap, tap, tap in a few places on your back. And as I do so, you feel little droplets and the heat of the torch nearby. And you just feel this strange, intense heat with every tap. But unlike the candle wax, it just disappears. It doesn't cool down. Tap, 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 tap. Just little hot taps on your back, causing your back to feel the deep, enjoyable heat. You can even feel the warmth of the torch itself. You can feel as I move it up or down, left or right, before I even tap on your skin. Tap, tap, tap. Your body just relaxes completely into it, feeling that warm enjoyment of the heat spread into your skin. And now that your back is warmed up a bit more, we're going to do one more thing before it is time for some aftercare. See, I have a small bottle of this fuel, and with it I can draw on your back. So after cleaning your back a little more, I start drawing the triangle symbol, the metronome logo, on your back. I take all the time I need to make sure that the lines are there. And then, with just a little bit of flame, whoosh, you feel the heat spreading along your back. It almost feels like you're being burnt, but just as quickly as it came, it fades away again. You can almost feel the shape on your back. You recognize it. You almost wish I'd done the butterfly. Unfortunately, that one is much, much harder to draw. You know there's one heat even more intense than this one, and it is one that I will not do today, maybe another time. Branding. But no, your back is more or less unharmed, a little bit red, but no actual burns. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. But instead of waking, you'll be at my feet for a moment, where I hold your head and caress your hair. 1, 2, getting closer. 3, 4, sitting at my feet. 5, 6, putting your head on my leg. 7, 8, feeling me gently caress your hair. 9, 10, just stay here for a moment. Not quite awake, and not quite in that deep trance that you were in just now. Just enjoying a bit of aftercare. Even though it was only a few minutes, it was pretty intense. And that's okay. You're allowed to need some care after something intense. So as you enjoy it, as you feel some of the heat still on your back, as you can feel your heartbeat slowly calming down again, I pet your head and I make sure that you get some time to relax before we wake you again. And just for fun, you can hear the smile in my voice as I say, what must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You did very good. You were very relaxed, and I think it's very impressive that you stayed so still. Now, I'm going to count you back up again. I know you want to stay down here forever. But this session has to come to an end at some point. Just take it easy. There is no need to rush. I'm going to count up and you will awaken. However, I will count extra slow. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Well done. I hope you enjoyed yourself.